Who's voting?
Not yet. Too young to vote.
Not of age yet, huh?
Not yet. Next election. Okay, guys, go ahead. Shmuel Aryeh.
I'd like to ask you, who do you think is better to vote for the
I don't vote for them. First of all, my vote will not make any difference. I'm not impressed with President Clinton because of his pressure upon Netanyahu that he should withdraw the Israeli army from Hebron in the midst of the terror. And then the terror will stop. Suppose the terror will stop for 2 days. Then they'll start again bombing. So that is weak. On the other hand, I am not in favor of Senator Dole because he is opposed to raising the taxes on millionaires. But he's in favor of raising the taxes upon the middle class. I don't like that. So I don't vote as
we're not for all.
What? Some of you sugar now. Not in Scotland, sure. Hassam, sure, boy, money. That's a big man, I said.
Okay, good. Asher.
If there was a case where.
What?
If there was a case where there was a person from Amalek.
I can tell you.
If there was someone from Amalek.
And, yeah. And there was no way that, or you didn't think that there was a way that
so,
you...
So, the Rambam says in the Akdomet Bersham Mishnah Tzitzoy that the mitzvah of Milchemes Amalek is contingent upon a Novi coming and telling us, B'Shem Hashem, that we should wage a war against Amalek. If Novi doesn't come, so then we are Rotzchim, if we kill them.
Can I answer your question? Okay. Next, go ahead. No, tell me.
What you just said was that if you know someone's a Mali, but a Navi didn't tell you, you can't tell him?
That's right. As Shmuel said, Oishi Shalach Al Hashem, Im Shachach Al Malach. Atalech Vikish is a Mali. Pukadish is a Mali. Why Pukadity? The answer is, there is Zocharti and there is Pukadity. So Zocharti means when you remember a past event. Pokality means when you remember a past event and you compare it with the event that is taking place right now, present. So, by Amalek, it's not, after all, the Benisham is a Kilkan of an age, but it's also a Kilrach of a Chalun, a Chapayim, Rav Shcheres, and Emet. So, Amitani Sibu. So when the Valkyrie says, Adishem Adishem, Kirachem Achan, Erapayim, Rav Chesed Emes, Vizu Ovin Vesha, Vichato, Vinaki. So the Tzibo says, up to Vinaki. But why don't they continue? After all, there is a Nisa, Kol Psuket Lepaskim Eishe, Loi Paskinon. So what the heta is there? The answer is, there are two kinds of Midas. There is Midas, Misitra de Min, as the Zia called it. And the Amidah is Misitra Ismail. What I have to say? Misitra de Min, Misitra Ismail. Ain Limailo de Mor says in Chagigah, Lo Yemin lo Ismail. But Sitra de Min has reference to those Midas that are usually resorted to. And Sitra de Ismail has reference to those Midas that only under unusual circumstances, when a person writes, if he's not a lefty, with what hand does he write? The right hand. But the left hand is used to aid him in holding onto the paper. Hold the paper. So, the midas dimin, achum, chanum, that the Lepenishom uses, ordinarily, if we say in the Musaf of Shabbos HaChedesh, Hamechade b'tuvei b'chol yein tomid masperes. In other words, it's a basic belief in Yadus that the Rebbeinu Shalom did not create the world and instilled the natural laws into the world and the human being so that they would govern and administer the world and the human being by itself, as Aristotle said. But the Mahadri, we took into consideration, in the Rebbeinu Shalom, would figuratively be Messiah Das for 1 minute, then the whole world would revert to Torah Veil. The Novi Yirmiyah says, the Chavis Das, the Baunis Sivis, has a brilliant Peosh, Anich. The Novi Yirmiyah says, the Pelion, let's say, a cave, no, let's say, Pelion, let's say, Horoyes, in the plural, we are tame in the singular. The Kashi is, let the Mayor say, the Pelion, either, let's say, Hativa Ra, or Hativa is Horoyes. The answer is, there are two kinds of Tavis. Material, physical faith, like prosperity, good health, power, influence, and so on. When President Clinton has a lot of power, it is because the Ashkoche decreed he should have a lot of power. And then there is moral faith, like generosity, compassion, consideration. So, as far as moral David's concerned, the Rebbeinu Shalom does not as material, so the Rebbeinu Shalom does decree. If a certain person is blessed with good health and power and influence, so then it means that the Rebbeinu Shalom decreed it. As far as Royce is concerned, so neither the physical material evil no, the moral evil. Moral evil certainly, because Hakad Leshamayim, Chutz, Meir Hashamayim. But even a physical and material evil is not decreed. But Amchadim Zduch and Thomas Reish is, so in the Rebbeinu Shalom, figuratively, in the Tzirdas, the whole world would revert to Torah Veil. And the reason is why there was a marble is not that the Rebbeinu Shalom decreed there should have a marble. Because if the Rebbeinu Shalom hadn't been on guard, it would have reverted to the Torah Veil anyway. The reason is why there was a Chum B'Samidosh by Yisrishim, a Chum B'Yisheni. The reason is why there was a Holocaust is not that Chas V'Sholem, the Rebbeinu Shalom, decided there has to be an Holocaust. But the Rebbeinu Shalom, in his incognizance of his, because of his infinite wisdom, took cognizance of the fact that the world, mankind, will never achieve its goal. So Mimele, it started to revert to Torah Veil, but the Rebbeinu Shalom said, there is a stop. So that's why Yirmiyahu says, in the plural sense, in respect to physical material evil, and Hatev, in only respect to only in respect to Yerushalayim, but not in respect to physical and material evil. Okay. Yeah.
If you have, let's say, something on Shabbos in a crock pot, and
you had Shabbos what?
Yes, food in a crock pot.
In a crock pot, yeah.
And if you have, in order to serve the food, you have to take it out of the crock pot.
So it's right? Okay.
But let's say you want to, can you put it back in afterwards?
If you keep it in your hand and you don't put it on the table or on the counter, then you can put it backwards. But a bag, then you can put it back. But if you put it on the table and then you want to put it back, you're not allowed.
You have to hold the whole pot in your hand the whole time?
Yeah.
And then
you
put it back in?
Yeah.
Is a Jew chayv to testify in American court?
In American court?
Yeah.
In a civil case, yes, why not? Not in a criminal case. Especially in the capital punishment case. So you have to say, I'm opposed to capital punishment.
Is he chayv to testify?
What? Yeah, of course he is chayv, otherwise he'll be a chil Hashem.
Or in a criminal case. So what should he say in a criminal case?
If it's not a capital punishment case.
Yeah, let's say he knows someone that embezzled funds. So they call him as he was the accountant for the...
He's a messiah. If he embezzled once, he might, it's very likely, he'll embezzle again and again. So messiah atzibo, he's mutal and he's some malchus, but not to the extent that the malchus might execute him.
Nothing other.
Even on risk of being arrested?
What?
Even on risk of being arrested? Let's say they say, if you don't testify, since you're withholding information, they'll arrest you.
They're saying you're allowed to testify in such a case.
Sure.
No, you can say, I'm opposed to capital punishment. In democratic countries, they'll recognize it. It's a privilege, one of the civil rights. Yes?
Is one allowed to email something like 5 minutes before Shabbos?
Is one allowed to what?
They send messages by computer, to send a message by computer.
Why not?
Because it could be like...
But it might involve an issue of violating the chil of being Mesif Nechil like it is. So you should do it about half an hour before.
One allowed to wear a talis home from shul on Shabbos, or is it hachala for the next day?
Well, you should first say the question, is one allowed to wear a talis on Shabbos, period.
He's talking in shul. He's talking in shul.
On shul, yeah. So, one, is he allowed to what? To arrange it to be used for mincha? Of course. But not if it's to be used for the next day. So you should just put it in the standard like this.
Yeah, Dad.
In the Tefillah Shel Rosh, which is the more proper kesher to have in the back? A single dalet or a diamond?
Well, that's the difference between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim. So you follow whatever your ancestry follows. If your ancestry is Sfardic, so you follow the Sfardic. If the ancestry is Ashkenazic, you follow the Ashkenazic.
So where do the Minhagim come from that there should be such a difference?
I don't know.
What about someone that is originally Ashkenazic? They come from, let's say, certain parts of Europe, Ashkenazic.
But then
the father, or this, you know, before...
The
great-grandfather follows Nusach Ari.
Okay. So he can follow Nusach Ari. And then it depends upon his Rebbe. What does the Rebbe do? If the Rebbe is a Hasid Nusach Ari, so then he should follow that. If the Rebbe is Mishnagit, he should follow that.
Yeah, Danny, there you go.
When one finishes Shemona Esrei and he takes the three steps back, so you have to bow in once to the left, once to the right, and once in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the idea behind that bowing?
That's the meaning of an Evet who stands before his master. He does it that way.
I think that the Rambam states with regard to Adam Zomerman that there's no Maisa involved.
That's right.
And the Rambam...
The Rambam doesn't mean no Maisa, no physical Maisa. You see, there are two kinds of Chiyuv Misa. There's one kind of Chiyuv Misa that is based upon the fact that he violated a certain law, like Shul Shabbos, Ritziche, adultery, Mishkat Shur, and so on. Abizor. There's another kind of chiyuv mise that is not based upon the fact that it violated the law. For example, Edim Zeman. So suppose Edim Zeman did not come, but we have extraneous evidence that they falsified. They are not true. So then we don't meet out. And suppose Edi Akoshe come, and then Boho Baragov, the so-called victim, let's say they testified, the first Kita of Edim, that Uvein killed Shimon. And then Shimon himself, the victim, appeared. He couldn't have been killed and still remain alive. That's impossible. I mean, only the Nitzchim have such a ridiculous idea. So then we don't meet out the punishment. Why? Because it's based upon the fact of the Machshove, the Kavone, that was Zomamu L'Asis Lachim. The same thing is true by Ben Seir Omeire. Ben Seir Omeire al Shem Sefer Yuneh. So then, there it's not because of the love of L'Seichu L'Adam, Achila Mevir Shekhazdamim, but upon the fact that the Gavre is on the path towards the Lincolns. So that's so what it means, Amy Maise, it doesn't mean physical Maise, not the Maise Avera, it's not based upon the Maise Avera. Yeah.
When we say we have
a
Neshama,
what is that? Neshama? It's Nitzus Alekamimah. It emanates from the Shechina. And because of this Nitzus Alekamimah, he has a conscience, he has an intellect, he can decide between true and false and so on. This is the thing that distinguishes him from the animal.
And also, when we say that a person leaves this world, maybe go to Gan Eden or Gehenna. When people leave this world, so...
He's saying when someone is Niftar, they go to Gan Eden or Gehenna.
What's the idea behind that?
Gan Eden doesn't mean a god, a law, a beautiful one. It means, as the Rambam says, that they understand, comprehend realities except the Rebbeinu Shalom himself.
Gehenna?
Gehenna means the other way, the reverse, that they don't comprehend realities. The Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer says that the Gehenna is like a video. You have a video, and then when he dies, so the video is played, and he hears the terrible things he did because he acted like a behemoth, you know. He didn't want, you know, to suppress his desire. The Gemara at the end of Masechet Sikra says, Lo sit lo v'yakodesh boruch hu sheichet es ha'yetzer hara lifnei tzaddikim v'rishoyim. Elo v'elo b'yichem l'tzaddikim g'im lehem ki ha gorel, like the Mount Everest. And they cry, they shed tears of joy. How were we able to be so strong to overcome such terrific inclination? The Shoyim nidmalem kichut asar, like a thin hair. So then they cry, they shed tears of grief, of sorrow, of frustration. The Bishalevi in the Chilek HaTrush explains, in other words, the Tzaddik and the Roshe have the same inclination and instincts toward the satisfaction of his animal instincts. But the Tzaddikim, they remain in their imaginative capacity of satisfying their animal instincts. The Rishonim, however, who the first time they succumb to their inclination. So one would think the second time will not do it, but it's not so. The second time he is even swayed by his more potent and powerful instinct. The third time, so it's already chazok. So the tzaddikim remain with their imaginative capacity of the evil, but the Rishoyim, they lost it love, and they're not motivated and swayed by the animal instincts, so they realize the truth. This is a beautiful picture that the Chofetz Chaim said.
What is the purpose of bowing during Shemon Esrei?
What's the purpose of bowing during Shemon Esrei?
Of what?
Bowing down, the Kriyos.
To show a tribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you come before a king, especially a royal king. So you also bow, even when you come before President Clinton, you also make a bow. But it's more, you know, social. It's not like everything happened.
How come in the beginning of Shemona Esrei you bow your knees and your back, and by Modin you only bow your back?
I mean, only bow back. No, after you stand up and you step back a few steps.
You know, Modin, after it say, in Avoda.
Yeah.
So the Kriya, in other words, that Kriya is not bending the knees, where the other Kriyas are bending the knees.
So what?
No, he wants to know if there's a difference.
So what? Yeah.
If there was somebody in our class said something that the extent that one of his relatives went to a person and this person told him everything about his life, that he was able to look at
him. He told him everything about what?
About his life.
So?
He was able to see, it was a role, he was able to see.
It's very confidential things. Yes, so what?
Right, so how should one view this type of person if it was really true?
Well, he should appraise, is he saying the truth or is he a liar?
Right, so let's say it happened to be that, you know, this Ralph was able to see that whatever this guy did was right.
It's true.
Right.
So he shouldn't tell us anybody, not even to his wife.
Your question is the mystical aspect of that.
And how should one
if the person asks him to help him, so you should send him to a psychologist.
Now his question is like this: How should we view? Sometimes a person goes to a rebbe or
what?
So he goes to a rebbe, right?
Yeah.
A rebbe somewhere.
Yeah, rebbe. Yeah.
And who never met him before.
Yeah.
And the rebbe tells him things about his personal life.
Oh, you mean he predicts?
Right. That's your question,
so
right?
The rebbe predicts to be an unusual psychiatrist without getting a degree.
Is a Jew allowed to do Gnevas Das by Goy?
Chas v'shalom. The calling the Litvin Chum is ever Amri Signif. Even though the Signif, the Gemara says, has reference to Gnevas Nefoshes, only Signable to Gnevas Momen, but Gnevas Das comes within the love of Luisin. According to the Rambam, in Perichov Tes, Milchus Kelim is implicit in the Persik, Kitavas Hashem, Luisail, Oisov. So the Unkle says, Kol Nirdishka. So he's able to answer us. But it's a big Hashem besides the Isa.
And is a Jew allowed to say Lashon
Hara
by the
Goy?
Is there any
Isser in that? Rabbi Yehine says in Shara Tshuva, only for a constructive purpose. You're allowed to talk Lashon Hara. Let's say you want to convince people that Clinton cannot be trusted. To be mashpia upon them. Let's say, suppose Senator Dole had been a good candidate. It happened that he's not, if he died. So then he's allowed. But just for the enjoyment, so it's a terrible idea.
Is what
permitted to daven in socks? What? Can a person daven Shemona Esrei without shoes, just wearing socks? Just wearing socks?
No, it's not in harmony with he came because of the carry soil, unless he's in hospital, you know, see. Has to lie down.
What would the Dudaim that Reuven?
What?
What would the Dudaim that Reuven gave Leah?
What were the Dudaim? The Dudaim that Reuven gave.
Because he took out the couch of Yaakov as long as from the Eil of Rachel, and he put it in the Eil in the tent. Of late, he said, as long as Rachel is alive, I can understand as to why my father preferred Rachel to Leah, because Leah was his first love, and only because of the Ramoyes of Lavan, so he married Leah. But now that Ochel is not living, so I can't bear this bizoy. This bizoy. And right immediately after that, he did tshuva. The Medrash says, not the Medrash, the Gemara in Pesachim, Divrei Hoshea. So, Hoshea speaks about tshuva. No, the Haftorah of Shabbat tshuva is Shuva Yisrael. So he was the first one to do tshuva. He was the first one to do tshuva. Or the Morishim did tshuva before. The answer is, there are two kinds of good and evil. Sometimes you have to make a choice between that which is good and that which is definitely evil. Sometimes, like Ruvain, you have to make a choice between two goods. So he was the first one to do it. Yeah.
One of the malachos of Shabbos is you can't destroy something, right?
Yes, say so.
And the araisa, it's only if you want to rebuild, right?
That's if he's mishak, right, not if he's mikalka.
Destroying it just to rebuild it.
What? Amanas lived on.
So then he's considered mishak.
That's the araisa, right?
The araisa, yes.
So what if
he, anyway.
Question came in class, what if he wants to destroy something to make something like a garbage dump out of it?
Garbage?
He wants to destroy a building.
Yeah.
And put up a garbage dump. Make it, I mean...
And put up what?
A garbage dump?
Make it into a garbage dump.
And make what?
Make that area a garbage dump?
Yeah.
He wants to knock down a building, so that should be a place that people should throw the garbage. He wants to make a makom kavua for garbage.
That's not a real tikkun. If you tear down buildings in order to build a George Washington Bridge, that's a real tikkun. But you still have to pay compensation. That's the right of eminent domain, you see. But to make a place to play ball or ping pong, that's a reality.
So, and if you knock a building down to make a field to grow wheat, how about that?
If you knock down the building so you can make a field to grow wheat?
No. Unless the wheat is indispensable for the economy of the people. Which is very unlikely.
Yeah, Matt.
We learned in class about a case in American history where a certain president he attacked Indians.
What? A certain president?
President, McKinley, I think it was.
Yeah,
what, yes.
He attacked Indians. So the McKinley. Indian chief set a curse that every 20 years a president's going to get killed.
I think so. It's not certainly not a blessing. Even if you're only 50 years.
Okay, but historically that's what happened.
Yeah, it happened.
So he wants to know.
The Sinai soil, Yasser Arafat, and President Saddam, so then it's a blessing. Okay. It's a big blessing.
So his question is, does that mean that the Indian chief had special powers that he brought about?
Former President George Bush admitted, he says, we owe a big debt to the Indians. Because the Indians were the original owners of all the fields. Then the pioneers came and killed them out, wiped them out, and they didn't even grant them the same rights that the newcomers had. They are forced to live in certain sections. It's a terrible thing. Terrible thing.
Right, so then the Indians got very mad. And this Indian chief put a curse on this...
What?
Okay, so the Indian chief put a curse on the president. And like every 20 years the president died until they asked a certain Indian chief to stop it. And it stopped.
Okay, here we go. The Indian chief was angry at President McKinley. So he put a curse that every 20 years the president should get shot. And that's what happened.
The Indian chief. Okay.
The Indian chief. And,
he worries
and,
about the Indian chief's curse.
Right. And it happened. Every
they kill us, had it.
Okay. So he wants to know how he should view the fact that he said every 20 years the president is shot, and every 20 years the president who was elected got shot.
No, it's a terrible thing. Terrible thing.
How should we view the Indian chief?
You know, you see, the Ramban says... In regard to the Mishpatim, Shom lecheik mishpot. Cheik ze Shabbos and mishpot eludin. Vinyeli shadinim eilu. Eino madinim hanskogin be parshe eila mishpot adosopneim. Alein dinim vin musim unishpotim tevin. She ayudim uyiu chas vicholim. Kimina gasilin. You know, even in America there is a motto. To the victor belongs the spoils. Is that right? Of course, you have to take in order to make room for preserving, you know, nature. But you have to pay them a nice fee, like Nemene Domain, and they should not rob away everything and not pay them. They are gazlonim if they do it. That's what the Rambam says.
When the Rambam talks about stealing money,
about what?
About stealing money. So he quotes the pasuk of Lo Tigno, but we explained that.
No, he doesn't. It's a Torah Sefer. It's a Torah Sefer. Yes.
In the parshas in Pas Tor, Rashi explains that angels.
It's a concession to human frailty. So in other words, he's going to do it anyway. He's going to do it anyway. So let him eat shkutes instead of eating the veils. But it's evil anyway. And the Sefer Hasidim says the same thing. So we still say afili. So it doesn't mean it's an ethical deed. Chas v'sholem. Chayizra, where the Torah asks it, or the Torah takes cognizance of human frailty. But it's ra.
My question is then why stop there? Then why not also make avodah zarah mutar? If the guy wants to do avodah zarah.
Chas v'sholem. Avodah zarah is an abomination as long as there are people who are pagans who don't believe in Hashem. They don't worship Abrizor B'derach HaShituf like the Nesrim. So Amitam says, the Chantam and the Ri, Rabbi Yeruchem, the Rosh, that B'neach is not Huzar HaShituf. So if you go like the Christian, he's a decent boy in every way. He doesn't guzzle, he doesn't shed blood, he is not a homosexual. So then we have to mechuyev lachyesei and give him a chance, an opportunity to make at least parnosa mitzvotei.
Yes.
Why do we need such small halachas like bore or shatnes? How do those halachas help us serve Hashem?
That's chukim. Chukim shechokak shalachem. Ein rishus leharabei. We don't understand it. Yes.
When one crosses the international date line,
yeah. So there's a machlekes between Chaznish and Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukshinsky. According to Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukshinsky, and that is in harmony with most Rishenim, the Ramban, the Raivet, so it is. It is 180 degrees from Yerushalayim. According to Chaznish, so it is 270 degrees from Yerushalayim. Why is that? So he bases it upon the Balamoya in the Gemara Shishono, and the Kuzari. So the Chaznish passed that they have to, the international dateline is drawn 270 degrees from Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Chiel Michal Tuchinsky, together with Rabbi Sasfir Frank and the Priskarov, my uncle, said that it's Sveke the Reise, and in regard to the Reises, he should observe both days. In regard to the Rabbonans, he should observe the day according to Rabbi Chiel. According to the Shita Moshe. Yes.
What's the idea behind the story of Ephraim and Zohar in this week's parsha?
I can't tell you.
What does the Torah teach us by telling us the story when how Avram bought the Maaz and Achbelo? Why do we have to know how he bought it?
Oh, very important lesson. Can I have a homage? Very important. So the Midrash says, Rashi means, why does the Torah spell out? The Torah could have said simply, Vayir Chayisor, Meir Ve'esrim, Mishirash, not Shnei Chayisor. So, I don't see what. Deilo. סיפור מייס עובס מתרוסן שופון שערי שרץ מתאמי וכסירו למדנו אלו מייסו because of an extra ייסו of one letter and here the Torah emphasizes, mentions it once, twice, three times to teach us that whatever the others need has to be analyzed because they are basic principles from which moral values emanate. It teaches us that there has to be devotion between husband and wife to such an extent that each should be emphasized. Every little detail. Ephron, who was typical of the Palestinian leaders, Shmut, Abba Mei Shekel, and it's not Abba Mei Shekel, it's three times Mei Shekel. 30 times we said. 10 times 40 is 400. What? 10 times 40 is 400. 10 times 400 is 4,000. 4,000 shekels, you know what a shekel is. Ramesh Feinstein is a tshuva in regard to the tshuva. That one dinar, which is one fourth of a shekel is $10,000. So it means about 400,000 dinarim. Terrific. So to teach us how important this is, devotion between husband and wife. Yeah. Yes.
In the North and South Poles, where it starts 6,000 years.
What?
In the North Pole.
Yeah.
Where it's dark 6 months out of the year, it's light 6 months out of the year. Is there a Shkia and...
Well, there is a tshuva in the Bianchal Etnica, the Machaber of Orkhaneir, that he should figure out where is at a certain point in space, at the bottom of that spot, is it Shabbos or... It's a day or at night. And if at that spot at the bottom is day, so you can put on film, you can dab mishachis. If at the bottom at that spot is night, you cannot put on film, you cannot put on a talus, and you can dab mail.
Let's say it's cloudy, you can't see it.
Well, if he's an astronomer and he knows, so he knows where it is.
And how does one keep Shabbos?
Yeah, also according to that calculation.
In last week's parsha, it says, Vayishmael,
yeah.
Rashi says the word Mitzachek.
Yeah,
right, and one says, by when Hashem was promising to Yishmael that he would be a great nation, that Yishmael was a
tzaddik,
and that we have to judge him according to now.
Basha
Oshram. Right, but from the Rashi...
So even though his descendants are destined to kill Jews, but you can't convict him on that base.
But from the Rashi Mesachek, it seems to be that he...
Yeah, he's not such a tzaddik, all right. He's not such a tzaddik according to the standards that apply to a Jew, but to a Pero Odom, you know. He's considered a matter of a tzaddik.
What is the minimum shear for a yarmulke?
A what?
The minimum shear, the smallest shear for a yarmulke.
I would say that this is a little more than a minimum. But the Amalke that the Yeshiva students in Israel, Kippah, Misoreges, is nothing.
Can you measure it by a fist?
Yeah.
What? I suppose so. You have to measure it, I don't know.
No, well, what do you measure by? Because I've heard some say the size of a hand, because they say the hand could cover the... And some say if you could see it from any direction.
I don't know. I don't think it makes any difference. But of course the yarmulke is like this, you know. So it's not enough. Yes.
If your parents, like an example, there's a lacha that if you come home before, you have to eat before chatzos, right? Yeah. At any given day, right?
You have to eat before chatzos. Eating is no shia. You mean daven before chatzos.
Oh, eating you
can...
He's talking about on Shabbos, so you shouldn't fast on Shabbos.
What? A
person shouldn't fast on Shabbos, so they should eat
before Shabbos.
So they should eat before Chatzos.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So, if something like that, and let's say your parents don't want you to, let's say they want you to wait for, and they want you to wait.
So you take first a cup of tea, so you're not fasting.
You can
take a cup of tea even before you start davening. That's the way I do.
You don't have to make kiddush on a cup of tea.
What?
To drink a cup of tea, you don't have to make
kiddush?
Before davening.
Before davening, there's no chi of
kiddush.
Yeah.
But let's say any type of mitzvah like that. So if your parents don't want you to do it, what should you do?
You can't do it. So it's an anus. You have no left.
Is it an anus?
You can bench, of course. Any questions? No more questions. Yes.
Why in this week's parsha, this passage parsha, does it repeat how Yishmael was named? The Dori told us in 2 weeks ago how Yishmael was named.
Why not? The Torah always mentions the reason is why a certain person is named.
No, well, why is the Torah mentioned again in this week's parsha? It already said why it was named, so why mention it again?
Yes.
There's a lot of that if you're in the army, right? You're in the army. Then you don't have to really even look if like kosher food is not there, then you don't need
what
to
have that.
Right?
What,
Jewish army.
So you don't have to look when you're at in Milchama. So you don't have to look for kosher food.
Because you are anonymous. But if the chaplain, the Jewish chaplain, or the Christian chaplain can accommodate you, so I'm a chayev to as the chaplain.
So even in the, let's say, in the American army, you can also, that same rule...
American army, certainly.
Certainly what?
You have to ask. Because it will certainly accommodate you. In the Russian Tsarist army...
So you have to look for kosher food?
You couldn't. You can look 10 times, the whole time, wrote a special safe, I forgot the name of it. So he discusses that question.
And what
is it with? He says chicken instead of me, right? Doesn't he have how to minimize the Yisurim? I think he says you have chicken instead of...
So what's the difference? Can eat the same quantity of chicken as the same quantity of meat. But, let's say, if you can eat your soup, so it only involves any self-tamkidia, and not, so there is no malchus for it. It's just an isaresi. So you should eat soup, yeah.
If you only have one animal, right? You only have, let's say, a pig, right? And
a pig?
Yeah. Yes. You have no food for Shabbos.
So how can you eat bacon?
it's better to eat Shabbos.
How can you do that?
So let's say it's not Shabbos. Let's say you have a case of you only have like a pig, right? And it's because of nefesh, like somebody has an ulcer.
So yeah, he's allowed to eat everything, bacon too, if it's indispensable.
So does he have to
shecht
it? Does he have to shecht the animal?
What?
Does he have to
shecht it? Oh, that's a machlekes between the Ravid and Marem Meir Magudinak. So the question is, there is a loch in by Pikuach Nefesh, Hakala Kaltrilo. So if Upo Sheericho, and she looks very the Ravid and Rabbi Meir Magudinak say different things. There are two alochas with Pikuach Nefesh there. One is because you learn it out from Machteres. Machteres, he must say, Agano, Vuk of May, same with them. Uma Machteres, she sofik laaribo, sofik lignibo, ushfik dom mitames orez, umsalek is ashfine. So still it is there, so chil Shabbos is not misalek zashfine, and it's not mitames orez, he's certainly there. Then Shmuel says, the chayba emeloish yomrim, the di adif mikulim, di im shumachteres, avidane vadai, avidane sofik. But the chayba emeloish yomrim implies that it may be more possibility of pikuach nefesh, that is neged Rov, Chazokes, Fekfeke, even five Fekfekes is there. So that means the Gabi Shabbos, we say, Chalil of Shabbos Achas. Shabbos Achas, Kiddush Shabbos Harbe, so it's Hutro. But the Gabi, Chaybem, Shiyomot Bem is only Truyo. So when there is a choice between a Niser that is Truyo and a Niser that is Hutro, so we have to choose the Yisrael that is Utrom. Yeah.
When Nachali asked before about with the Melchama in the Jewish army, you're allowed to eat not kosher food. Does that include Avram and Achai?
Well, why not? What a difference. It encompasses every Yisrael. Except of his oil, the rice of them.
Except
of his oil, the rice of them. Yeah.
Why are there a lot of principles in Judaism, you know, acts that you have to perform, that you have to get the idea of them? But even if
what I can't hear.
I'm sorry. Here, I'll give an example. Regarding Shnayim Rekaveh HaTargum.
What?
Shnayim Rekaveh HaTargum.
Yeah. Special Takonim.
And the idea of Shnayim Rekaveh HaTargum is to get a better knowledge of the parsha.
That's right.
So why is it that if you don't do it in the right way, if you don't do it from psuka to psuka, or from one pasuk to the next, or something, or something like that,
you should do it kisidron.
Now, why is that there's a special way to do it? If there's just
because then it you know it better, you know. Otherwise, you would have to think retrospectively, and it's not so easy.
Was that the question, or was it a general question?
I think
his question was, why is it that we're so careful about, in halacha, it has to be done exactly this way, why can't we say the intention is, I'm doing the...
But that doesn't mean it produces the same result.
A
vegetarian or someone who is or someone who is sickened by eating meat, is he mechayev or should he try to eat meat on Shabbos or Yom Tov?
Well, I'll tell you, if he's a real vegetarian, there are certain vegetarians are just crazy. They don't do it for health reasons. But if he's a real vegetarian, he doesn't do it because of Tzar Balachayim, but for health reasons. If the doctor recommended it, let's say my doctor, Dr. Ira Weiss, told me I shouldn't eat nuts. And because of that, I lack calcium. So I have to take three times a day after each meal a tam. Tam has a lot of calcium. So it's a substitute for calcium. So then it's okay. But if he does it because of the so-called Tzabal HaChaim, so he's not only a Hashite. He's a Hashite too, because why does he intend to be more compassionate in the Torah itself? Safe Odom HaGoy Mishokot. You know that Titla Yimashmei was a Tzabal HaChaim Nigdet Menubul Detois Wolf, who exterminated 6 million Jews in Auschwitz and Treblinka. So the Tzabal HaChaim is a hypocrite, a nice fool, a Belial. Shame to me.
It's opposite to his own name. It will make him feel good.
What Rav Soloveitchik is saying, it depends why a guy doesn't like meat. In other words, if a guy feels it's wrong to eat meat, that's wrong. He doesn't like
even
the taste.
He doesn't want it.
It's not because of Tzabal HaChaim.
No.
Nothing to do with it.
He doesn't want to eat meat because he doesn't want to hurt animals. If he'll become sick, he's allowed. But if he's not to eat meat.
If it gets sick. If it's a physical thing, he doesn't have to. But if it's a mishigas he has, that it's Tzar Bel Chaim, then he has to eat meat.
Yeah.
Even if it's not on.
Even if it's not on. Isn't it just a
Tzar Bel Chaim issue? What if a guy doesn't like the taste of meat? Doesn't like meat.
He's allowed.
He's allowed. But what about Yantar, where it's possibly Yayin? He doesn't like meat.
So it's a subjective thing. It's not an object.
Somebody goes to Israel over the Yom Tov, we'll take for Sukkot. So is he required to keep both days? It's kind of from that to go to...
Yes, to sit. Shmina Tzeres in the Sukkot. Without the bracha, even here, he doesn't make a bracha.
He's asking the second day Yantar, Pesach. So what should an American tourist do in Eretz Israel the second day Pesach?
You should not do Meloche. You're not allowed to do Meloche anyway. So, because but the Vahovot is smoother, and he should not do it even with the Vahovot. And he should have Yechilek Shminesre. And then Musaf he shouldn't have, but he should stand up and hear the chazan, and Saromin after every broch and broch, so be easy. And Hallel he should say without the broch. But he should and Saromin after Shanti Zabono, Likres Hallel, so he'll be easy. In conclusion, you should say, Baruch Ata Hashem, what is it? Melech Mulo Bati Bari. Yeah.
Let's say Seder the second night.
So it should also be easy.
He's in Israel. He's in Eretz Israel. He's an American tourist in Israel.
So it should be easy by the bracha, by listening to the bracha of someone who is Ben Chuslo, as you know, you have it near the case. Yeshiva Takosa, that's what I did. It should be easy. Yeah.
Does one have an obligation to do Shnei Mikra Rav HaTargum?
Of course.
Let's say he finds it hard to...
What do you mean he finds it hard? He finds it hard to put film on.
No, but like on Shabbos, you know, like someone in high school now wants to rest instead of doing work. He worked during the whole week.
No, that's for sure.
You have to wait till Shabbos. You have all week to do it.
How do
we...
All right, so, can I go again?
So can Americans that go to Eretz Israel on the second day Yantiv, in other words, for Americans?
No.
They shouldn't put on film. Can they make their own, should they make their, sometimes they make their own minyanim in hotels and they daven tefillas Yom Tov?
That's okay, but not put on film. Because there is a nisa, I love the guys to put on film on Shabbos Yom Tov. Just as there is a nisa to put on film at night.
So they could say Tfilas Yom Tov. They could say Tfilas Yom Tov.
Yeah, that's right. Yes?
Nowadays, we don't have a problem about Sveika Diomar, because we have...
So it's a special takonic. Special takonic. Yizuahu b'minega v'sech. Yes.
Rabbi, I know you were planning on making it to the bar mitzvah this past Sunday, and you couldn't make it. I'm sure you had something to say there. I'd like to hear it now.
I have many rushes for my mitzvah. One rush is that the Torah tells us of three bar mitzvahs. The first bar mitzvah that the Torah tells us is the bar mitzvah of Yaakovim. Yaakov Ishtom, Yeshiv Oli, not here, but Oli. In other words, Ibn Torah should not be contented with being a killing man who sits in a corner, doesn't try out to reach out to other Jews, but he has to be a Yeshiv Oli who forgets to Yomo, Negdo, Kedmo, Mizrochim, Mutsveno. He should reach out to all Jews, to the remote sections of the Jewish people, like Lubavitch. When the late Rebbe, Rebbe Nachum Mendel Schneerson, was alive, now it isn't that, unfortunately. So he reached out unto all the collegiates, and that paved the way for the so-called Balichuli Yeshivas, Shema Yisrael, Ishator, and Eir Sameach, and then Yeshivot and Ish Tom. Tom does not mean a Tom who is an imbecile, as people think. Tom means complete. There should be complete harmony between Mitzvahs of Chavis Arovis and Mitzvahs of Chavis Yivori, between Mitzvahs of Nalom Mokheim and Mitzvahs of Nalom Chavere. So that's what you should do. The second bar mitzvah is the bar mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayig de Moshe vayitzalech vayar b'sifreitzach. So the first day saw that ish mitzvah and the Taisemat maki ish yivrimeach. So see if Namidova raised the question. Why does the Torah have to say ish mitzvah maki ish yivrimeach? Let the Torah say vayar Mitzri, we know that in Mitzri is a human being, but it's a gorilla, a human being. Make Ivri, why Mech? So, the Nitzir gives the Teretz that if Moshe Rabbeinu had seen a common person, an illiterate person, an uncultured person, is smiting the Jew because he had a grudge against him, either real or imaginative, then he wouldn't have killed him, Chas v'Shalom. And so Rashi mentioned in the Medrash that he didn't kill him. He just, the Shimon Firesh killed him. Shimon Firesh, that's like a curse. I wish I had a tkiah to curse Arafat, and so that he should drop dead right now. I would do it, but I don't have that tkiah. The second day, he saw two Jews smiting each other. Who were the two Jews? Dosom Avihon. Kol Mokim Shineman Isovim, so it's Mechavin to Dosom Avihon. Shein Merishosom with Glossom Vasif. And still, it aroused Moshe Rabbeinu's indignance and the vicious. But why? It was a Mumal Hachis. He had the chutzpah, they had the chutzpah to say to Moshe Rabbeinu that still yet to be about, the answer is, this teaches a lesson for human beings that not to consider the moral status of a person. Even if a person is a mumalachis, who is in the prine of meridim lemailin, that you're not mechuyev to save his life, but when he does it wrong, so then you have to do it. Only as the Miri says that Bimokei Shedele Chachominum Venimado agree unanimously that time is so much of the essence. That if you wait, the the mumlachis might, the hasvisholem influence the common and cultured and learned Jews to follow their path. Follow their path. But if they don't agree unanimously, so then you're not allowed. Not only not allowed not to say them, but you are mechuyev to say them. And if you don't say them, so then you are either too yisoy. The Gemara in Broches, Daf Yudalef says, that Shpinu said, Rebbe Shimon Levi, have a Mitzarei Bikoy. It was a certain mean, a missionary for Rabbi Zohar. So he constantly disturbed Rebbe Shimon Levi with psukim from the near, like the missionary now. Is to show that the Eish Yerish is the Mashiach. So, but he knew that he's going to fall asleep because the Kael Zayin B'chol Yayin. So, it's only a minute or two. So, he put a hand and tied the hand on the leg of the bed, and but Kimose Aishayit Eina. He fell asleep. So then he woke up. He said, "Shma mino lav era chara lemevedoch." So Tesis is a kashe. But mumlachis, mini mumlachis, missionaries, is marim lemailin. You're not even allowed to say them. So he says, "That's only the other. But the shemayim is also." That requires an explanation. How could Bili Odom be less Ravere than Bili Shemaim? Bili Shemaim only involves a curse. So the answer is that Lili Gabe Bili Odom, only if Diri Chachom and Vene Mado unanimously agree the time is so much of the essence that if the Chas V'Sholem wait one day, then it will be too late. But if it will not be too late, so then it's so sad and we have to say that. So he said that's only required the order, but the Shemaim is only a curse, so it doesn't require. So that's it. He said, Gamanuish la tzadik loitoiv, vein loitoiv el ra, he's a chayte, unless there is especially Rasha. The third bar mitzvah is Bar Mitzvah Bitzalel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Tes, says, Ki Bitzalel ka bebona ha-mishken kama shona have ben tleisa. So he built the Mitzvah. The Torah says in Bar Shetrumo, we also li nigdosh vishachanti b'seichem. B'seichem loinem, vishachanti b'seichem. B'seichei loinem elo Vishom believe Kolecha Vechon. So a real Bar Mitzvah has to dedicate himself on the day of Bar Mitzvah to make his own heart and the heart of his father and mother into a Kiddush Kadosh to inspire he himself, the family, the friends, and all other associates. That was my drosh, one of the drosh. Now can I start the sedra? Can I?
Yeah.
Vayichai soho meir shono v'yesel shono v'sheva shonim shnei chai soho. So Rashi says, why does the Torah mention everything? The Torah could have said, vayichai shnei chai soho Meo ve'esrim v'shevashon without shnei chayso. So Rashi says, v'kach nichtav shono b'chol klal klal l'imaloch shekol echod nidrash lasu baskuf shono ki baschet lechet, because within Shomayim a person is not managed until he or she is 20 years old. Within the Yordan, so a ben is nenash when he's 13, a bas when she's 12. So here, bas ma bas chovichot shayin basonishin a baskuv belechet u baschov ki bazayin leif so rebishule kutnea I malki bakedish and yode at the end has a pshot in divrei hakod so since when is a 7-year-old girl, a little girl, the symbol of beauty and grace on the country. Does any normal person fall in love with a little girl of 7? You must be crazy if he falls in love with a girl who is 20. So it says like this, that the Torah says, like Abba Misha Rabbeinu, that his forehead radiated light, and everybody saw it. But Mesh Rabbeinu was fully unaware. That's really like, how is it possible? He was fully unaware. What was he? Unconscious. The Torah says he was aware, but he was so humble that he thought that there is nothing due to him, because why did the radiant light? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he should be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Sora too, when she was 20 years old, she was like a little girl of 7. A 7-year-old beautiful girl is not aware that she is beautiful. So Sora, at the age of 20, she knew that she was beautiful and graceful. Also knew that, but she didn't claim that everybody should say to her, you are the most beautiful, beautiful girl in the world. So that is the example. Okay. But Thomas saw the case, Harbor, Heaven, there is not. I only have one solved this case. Here there is also something unique. Usually, Chazal say, Kimu Yom Lifki, Lifki, and she will have it. And she will have it. Here it says the other way. The answer is, when an ordinary person dies, so first he becomes hysterical and frenzied, and he starts crying, and to such an extent that he really becomes temporarily insane. But then, after Shiva Yomim, so the frenzy dissipates gradually, and he starts thinking the great loss that he had. So that's why the kuf is a small kuf. Ayokim Avram Avne may say, Laidaber, Abnechis Lima, Geir Vissi Shavon Echim Mochem, Tnu Liachuz Askevarim Mochem, Vepuram Meisim Ufanai. In the course of the millennial history of the Jewish people, in their relationship with Meseilom, the Meseilom were always afraid of their relationship. They were afraid to grant them civil rights. And even in during the French Revolution, so with the motto was liberty, equality, fraternity, so they said, Jews as Jews have no rights whatsoever, but Jews as human beings have a right. What kind of right do they have as human beings? Now they have a right, the contrast between the motto of the French Revolution, which took place in 1989, and the American Revolution, which took place 13 years before, in 1776. So the motto of the pioneers of the American Revolution, of Washington, Alexander Hamilton, and Jefferson was, man was endowed by his creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, the right to live, that's the basic right. You can't talk of liberty. How can you talk of liberty when there is no basic right to life? Then liberty, freedom. Freedom to do what? Freedom to pursue panose and raising a family. And then equality. But the motto of the pioneers of the French Revolution, like Robespierre, so was liberty, freedom. Freedom to do what? To live? No. Robert Speer, the pioneer of the French Revolution, so he sent to the guillotine hundreds and thousands of his colleagues, more than a nobleman. And so what kind of liberty is it? And what kind of equality is it? He didn't have the same status. He didn't send himself to the guillotine. And what kind of brotherhood? It was a fake. It was a fake for them. So the reason is there are two differences. First, in the motto of the American Revolution, the Rebbeinu is mentioned, because they are all raised under the scriptural doctrine of man is endowed with Salomon says. The pioneers of the French Revolution, like Robespierre, so they were atheists. How can atheists have an idea of the image of God? So they have to consider a human being as a mere homo sapiens who is intellectually superior, but ethically is not superior. The pioneers of the Bolshevist Revolution, like Leon Trotsky, who was a grandson of Arad Valach, my father knew him, and the grandfather of Arad Valach was a rov in a very shtetl. So his grandson was such an arzal that in 1904, when the Jewish radicals started to demonstrate against San Nikolai, the Minister of Interior, Simon Socher, called the Gladiator to him, and he said to him, if you don't control your youngsters who demonstrate openly before the masses, we can't assure you that there will not be pogrom. So the Gladiator sent his shliach to Leon Trotsky. Leon Trotsky, the arzal, said, you want to talk to me, you come to me. All right, so they came to him. Then they mentioned it. So Leon Trotsky answered, if the wills of the Bolshevist revolution have to be lubricated every day 10 times, let them be lubricated 10 times. So Charles, oh yes, he can't even understand. Okay. Now, Geir is Seyshov on Echimach. Geir is an alien. Seyshov is a resident. Seyshov has roots in the place where he lives. He has certain rights for which he cares, and he's ready to defend it in order to enable his family to lead a comfortable life. But Geir is an alien. The Ephraim Ben Seich, Vayili to me as Mars Rapilo, Ashalei, Ashabitzei Sode, because at Mole, it mainly was a Kremach with a Skeva. So I mentioned before what is Kesef Mole, 400,000 scholars. That's probably, $400,000. Loya Danish, Vayini, Asoran Satloch, Vamora, Shapoil, Konsatio, and Amini Satilo, Chazal say the three mikemes, even though they are given to Avraham Avinu, as in Achuzas Elom, Achuzas Elom, the Ramban explains, means something that cannot be taken away by kibbutz, because it belongs to Jewish people, a key and cloak. So still, Avraham made sure that he should buy it because of Molech. for $400,000 in order to dispel the possibility that the Mesalom will have tainus. But he didn't dispel on the country. Rashi says in Bereshis, Lomo Yiskilo Teiro. Bereshis Borek Yishmaim. After all, the Torah is not a history book, but the Torah is a Torah of laws and mishpotim, chukim, mishpotim, nimusim. So you should have started achidish azalachem, that was the first mitzvah that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu at Matan Torah, because Matan Torah did not begin at Sinai, everything of the mitzvahs were repeated, but Matan Torah began in Mitzrayim in order to limit the possibility of tainus that they shouldn't be able to say least in Matan. So the Jews will be able to answer, Kol ha'olam shayeches l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu nosno v'lo komen. At first he gave it to the Knanim, to the Hittites, and then when their measure was filled up, so then he took it away from them and he gave it to the Jewish people. Did it accomplish the Pavan Nachas V'Sholot? Even now, so they say, least matter. And even the liberal President Clinton pressures the vision of Sholomi and Netanyahu to withdraw the Israeli army from Hebron in the midst of the terror. The midst of the terror. Suppose before the terror stops, suppose it stops for 2 days or for 2 weeks, and then again we'll resume. So they're able to exterminate all the Jews in Israel, and like Hitler exterminated. So he didn't. The second place was Shechem. So Yaakov Avinu bought it from the mayor of Shechem, Chameya, and he spelled the tainus. We still have tainus against Shechem. And the third spot was Yerushalayim. So David HaMelech had to buy from the Yevusi. So did he dispel? No! Yerushalayim, old Yerushalayim, which is the new Yerushalayim, so is considered as their property. And even President Clinton agrees with them. So what's the use of all this? Okay.
Is there an idea behind when Rashi says that Sarah died from seeing the Akeda?
Yeah, because the Tzav symbolized the midah of strength. Avram symbolized the midah of chesed. So Avram Avinu, the Ramban is the kasha. How is it that the Rabbein Yisrael had to test Avram? Didn't the Rabbein Yisrael, who is omniscient, know that Avraham Avinu can withstand with flying colors even this biggest test? So the Ramban says, of course Rabbi Shimon knew, but Rabbi Shimon wanted Avraham Avinu to know. Vasoron is seen as a siano Avraham Avinu. So Avraham knew he was able as a young boy to withstand the test of being thrown into the hot fiery furnace of Nimrod. But there is a bigger test, there is a bigger love, the love of the son of by the devoted father, not by the mother and devoted mothers who dump a teenage in the garbage pail and they are mafkir him as if it had been, a dirty sandwich. So he wanted him to know Lamarck, who was a great natural scientist. He lived in France in the middle of the 19th century. He conceived the concept that if a certain person addicts himself to evil qualities like bloodshed, violence, drugs, homosexuality, so then it becomes, in the course of one generation, in incorporates in the jinx, to the jinx. But that is not so if it is done in the course of one generation. But if it takes place through the millennial history of the people, so then it becomes incorporated in the jinx. And on the other hand, in a favorable way, if a certain person, a Jew or a Gentile or even a pagan, addicts himself to generosity, to conservation, cooperation, and sympathy, becomes incorporated in the genes. So it was wrong, but if it is done in the course of many, many generations, then it becomes incorporated into the genes. So that was the purpose, not to inspire not just Aponovino, but his all descendants, his children and grandchildren. That doesn't mean that if somebody like a German who was raised, who are the descendants of the Teutonic barbarians who did havoc on all of Europe and they destroyed almost all of Europe, so they have no freedom of choice. They have a freedom of choice. There are a number of Germans who risk their lives to take away the children of Jews and to raise them not Chas v'Shalom as Christians, but to hide them before the Rishoyim, the Nazi, the Harurim, the Nazis, Yimach Shmon v'Zichron, and then after Hitler, Yimach Shmei, died when he committed suicide, so they returned the children. But it required a lot of perseverance and agony to risk their lives, but they still had a choice. So there are many, and they are in the top row of Simus Elam, like Antoninus, the king of Rome.